When were you born?
I was born 1904.
And where was that? What town?
I was in Ville Platte.
Right here in Ville Platte?
Ville Platte.
And did you start playing the fiddle when you were a little child, or how old?
I was about 12 years old.
Who did you learn from? You
My daddy. I steal his fiddle under the bed. And when I break a string or something, I'd get a whipping about it. That's for sure.
At that time, did you mostly, were they using accordion too, or were they mostly fiddle?
Well, we was using both.
Oh, there was already?
Yeah, we had accordion in them days.
Uh-huh. Who were some of the other people that you learned from? Just your daddy? Or?
Well, from McGee. You got a record from
Dennis
McGee.
Dennis McGee, yeah.
Dennis McGee.
Oh, you learned some of him?
Yeah, me and him, I learned from him.
Uh-huh.
Some of them.
Yeah. When did you decide, when did you meet up with this fellow Robin, or what was his name? What was his first name, do you remember?
Yeah, Maurice Robin. Maurice Robin.
Maurice Robin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
From Arneville, Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Just on the other side of Opelousas.
And he's the, could I see those records? He's the first one that you made records
no,
with?
No, 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 no. My first recording was with Maurice LeFleur.
Ah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Ma chère petite fille and... Oh, that was with Robin. Wait a minute.
Yeah, but I made Grand Basile.
Here's Maurice LeFleur right here. Mama, where you at?
Mama, where you at? That's right.
That's with Le...
Uh-huh. That's when I started. That's with my first recording.
That was your first recording.
Me and him was brought up together, young boys.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And did you go back east to make that record, or was that made here?
We made that in Atlanta.
Oh, in Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
In 1928.
Uh-huh. Did you take a train to go there?
Yeah, yeah.
How did they get in touch with you? When? You
well, there was a little store in Basile, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when Falcom, you know Joe
yeah,
Falcom?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Recorded?
Uh-huh.
That man would sell a few records, you know, in that little town.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there.
Uh-huh.
And he required me, you know, that owner of the store required me to that salesman, you know. So he got in touch with me.
Uh-huh. And
just about 6 months after Joe, his record came out.
Do you remember what other songs you recorded on that day when you went to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Could you give me the titles that you made?
There? Well, you want the name of the song?
Yeah.
Grand Basile, that was one.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, where you at? That was two. Mm-hmm. Your father put me out, that was three. And Charmant Mieux Toi Terre, I believe. Do you have that?
I don't know.
I don't think so. No, I don't think I have that one.
No, La Vase Criminelle. La Vase Criminelle, that's it.
Uh-huh. I don't think I have that one.
You have La Vase de Penitenciaire.
Yeah, but that I didn't record that.
Oh, so that was the first one.
Yeah.
And when did you meet up with this fellow Robin? Did LeFleur die?
After this boy, you know, that boy got killed, you know.
He got killed.
My partner got killed.
Yeah.
Then I had to find somebody else.
Uh-huh.
So that's when I picked up Robin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice, Robin.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Richmond, Indiana, to record that.
I record for Paramount then.
Yeah, I even record for Paramount.
Yeah, because I got one of those on here, the Easy Rider Blues.
Yes, sir.
Put on here.
Yes, sir. That was popular down here, boy.
Uh huh. Well, that was done.
Very, very good.
And in Richmond, Indiana. Huh. And yeah, you made quite a few with Swallow. Ma chérie petite fille.
I recorded a lot.
And the Easy Rider Blues. And were you playing dances at that time around here?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I was making my living out here.
Oh, you were making.
Yeah,
making
I wouldn't depend on recording, you know,
uh-huh.
Because
no.
They didn't pay so too much, you know.
Uh-huh. And was there anybody else on that record with you and Robin, or just the two of you?
No, just the two of us on this one.
Because on that with LeFleur, you had a bass player, didn't you? Have
no,
a,
no? We just had the accordion and the fiddle.
Oh, it sounded like there was almost a string bass
no,
on one of them. But,
no. But he, you know what he got? He had the way he played that accordion. He had a lot of bass on that accordion.
Ah, that's it.
He's the best, remarkable accordion player, you know.
Uh-huh.
you can get a lot of music on them fresh accordion, but if you can play it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Just like a fiddle.
Can play,
you know, you don't learn to, you don't finish learning the fiddle.
Mm-hmm. And in the 1930s, did you notice that there was more of a following for this hillbilly music? Is that when you started playing a little bit more with sort of rhythm bands?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Down here, we the one put it out. Me and the Hackberry Ramblers.
Yeah.
We the two only band in this, you know, this country here.
Uh-huh. You mean, did you have a sense that the old time music was going a little bit out and you had to?
Yeah.
Huh. Was it people asking you to play?
I noticed by the rhythm, by the way the people is dancing, you know.
Uh-huh.
When I was playing with accordion, mm-hmm. I play a few, you know, more style, you know, like English. Mm-hmm. We'd call it English, you know. All a little more popular, you know what I mean? And I began to understand, you know, understood that that's what they wanted. Uh-huh. And they wanted that guitar. They want more rhythm.
Uh-huh.
So I started with two guitar, a standard and a straight rhythm guitar and a drum. Mm. And I sold that like hot cake, boy.
Yeah, that, like that one we played for you, the Hackberry Hop that had
that's
bass
right.
And drums, I think, and guitars and drums on it.
Listen, the first time I brought a drum to, we went to Chicago.
Oh, you went to Chicago for
that? They could understand that. How that drum was going to come in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we put pedals, we stirred that drum until we couldn't hardly see that drum. that, you know, that operator?
Mm-hmm.
He says, I don't know if we can make that with a drum. He said, I never. That was the first recording with a drum. And it's not a string band. I don't have a drum.
That's
you know,
true.
Most of them.
What kind of music were you listening to at that time? Would you listen to the radio or phonograph?
Oh, yeah.
Who did you like particularly in the...
Well, them days,
at that time.
I don't know. It was, you know what it was? It was more jazz. Brass band, you know.
Or did you ever hear any
brass
band?
I had that in my mind when I was a little kid, you know.
Uh-huh. Where did you hear brass bands here?
Oh, well, we had some good brass band around this country here when I was, when I was 15 years old. We had some good, you know, jazz band here.
Were they colored bands? Or
yeah, mostly colored bands.
Did they come from New Orleans mostly?
No, they originally over in Crowley.
Oh, is that right?
Alexandria. Appaloosas. They had a very, very good band in Appaloosa, old man Martell, he called.
Martell?
Martell. His name was Martell Band.
Huh.
And that was this, the old man and the whole family.
And they, do you remember any of the
He had a fine little orchestra.
Huh, was it horns? And
yeah, horns.
Or just horns?
He had horns and bass fiddle, drum, saxophone, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. clarinet. He had regular horn.
Do you recall some of the tunes that he would play that you liked?
Well...
Some of the numbers that...
Some of the songs?
Well, yes. You know, it's hard to remember. But Who's Sorry Now? Something like that, you know. St. Louis Blues.
And I bet you learned High Society from him, didn't you?
Yeah.
I remember you did one with violin. That's
oh, yeah. Listen, all that. I'd play all in tune, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you heard some of them live at some dances here and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I even sit in with these old...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was, you know, they liked me so much, you know, they knew I could play.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I wasn't bashful. I'd go in there and jump in there, you know, and just play.
That's nice.
And I knew I could play it, you know.
Uh-huh. You mean once you heard
when I was 12 years old, when I first started playing, I learned Home Sweet Home. And Dixieland, like nobody's business. I used to play that in school.
Uh-huh.
I played in school. Mm. I came to the convent right there, and we took some music lesson, and I just whip, you know, I didn't even use the book.
Mm-hmm. when did you sense that you had to add a bigger band? I mean, you sort of stopped recording, didn't you, in the mid-30s or late 30s?
Yeah, after during the war. When the war declared, my contract expired with Decca.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice that some of the Cajuns were losing interest in their own music at that time, that they wanted more hillbilly music? Oh, yeah.
That's what they wanted.
Is that right?
That's what they were selling. At one time, the accordion player couldn't get no job.
That's what I heard. That's what
me and Lawrence was. Darbon, you know.
Ludwig. Yeah, uh-huh.
We had more work than we could do.
Uh-huh. Because
we was the only two bands in this country. With loudspeaker.
Oh, I see. When did you first use a loudspeaker?
Oh, I mean, in 32.
Well, that early.
I had a man from Rain, Louisiana, build me one.
Is that right?
Huh. Oh, I'm bad, boy.
Yeah, you were quite an advanced man.
I had a rig, bro. I had a trail and everything.
I guess that's how you kept up with everything new that came out. That's,
yes.
Huh. Very interesting.
In the 40s, when they declared, when we gas and everything was rationed, I'd contract my job in nightclub, you know. I stayed there.
Oh, you did?
I had a regular contract.
Uh-huh. You mean you played for a certain nightclub?
Yeah.
Where did you
Seven nights a week.
7 nights
for years.
Which
at the same place. I played for
which club was that?
Well, it was the Silver Star in Lake Charles, and I played the Showboat in Orange, Texas.
Uh-huh. That was during
as much
the
as 2 years, 2 years without taking my speaker down.
Huh.
On the same bandstand for 2 years.
Was that about
at the time?
Was that about the time that picture was taken? That is on this, on this record here.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Huh. Right.
I guess some one of them. And yeah, because that was Papa Cairo. He came along during the war. He played
after. Little after he. Before he organized a band, I used him in my band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, off and on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is. Yeah, that's right.
That's
Do you remember those? Who was the player playing the mandolin on there?
Oh, that was a Laverne boy, Rufus Laverne.
Rufus Laverne.
That was George Duhon.
George Duhon on the bass.
George Duhon on the bass.
Who was that drummer? That
was
he was a good drummer.
This is a Vincent.
Vincent Crawford? No.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah?
What you know about him?
I know him because he was with Lutter and Darbon when I recorded
Oh,
him.
yeah. He played with them a while.
Oh, I see. That's
sure he was. And this is Liz.
Liz?
That's all I know, Liz.
I
knew her name,
piano?
But you know, she was a good piano player.
Huh.
But this is Thibodeau. Dalton Thibodeau.
Dalton
on guitar.
Thibodeau on guitar.
Yeah.
And then you had Papa Cairo.
Yeah, I had Papa
on the
Cairo
steel.
For that length of time.
Because I got that picture from him.
Yeah.
He's the one who gave
right?
me that picture, yeah.
And then he decided to rig up a band, you know.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't play with us.
They're not telling that.
I wouldn't tell him that. I like him. Look, he was selling, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's the reason I got it there, because he was selling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? There's some stuff you don't like in your
That's
story
right.
either.
You still gotta put it
but
on.
The hell of that boy, he was a seller.
Uh-huh.
Play all night on 2 Coca-Cola.
Oh yeah.
No highball, no nothing.
Is that right? When did you finally?
That's one boy that didn't drink.
Ah. When did you finally quit playing? When did you decide to?
Well, when I tell you what, it's when gambling quit. You know, they quit gambling in a nightclub.
Oh, they used to gamble.
Oh,
until
yeah.
when?
We had a wash.
Oh yeah.
We had something up there, boy, Louisiana.
Oh.
And
when did they quit?
I was about fed up with it anyhow. I had enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting tired, and they want the nightclub. Could afford to pay the band, you know, every night, the mm-hmm. same price. You want to cut off, mm-hmm. set me off at 2-3, you know, just to entertain, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And I had an idea to quit anyhow.
Was that in the late
So days? I fished around for a job at the city service of Vienna.
Uh-huh.
And the superintendent of Vienna promised me a job if we'd quit, if, you know, it was going to change.
Yeah.
So it did change, and I went to him and I says, I want my job.
When was that?
And he says, I'll give you a job. He said, I'm proud to give you a job. He said, you worked 2 days. I said, all right, give me a job. I said.
Oh, that's nice.
So.
When was that? What year do you remember?
Oh, it must have been in the 48. I'd say around close to 48.
That was after the war.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Because I remember 55. In 55, I was running a little bar in Lake Charles, you know, on the side. And I remember when I bought my license in 55.
Oh, that's quite a career. So you played.
And then I went to city service. I worked 5 years on that. They laughed at me. They were singing Julie Blonde and.